The Seattle City Council discussed the proposal for a $15 an hour minimum wage yesterday. And as KUOW's Amy Radel reports, council members' initial questions have labor leaders concerned.
The mayor's proposal was a compromise between business and labor leaders who say if the council makes big changes, they may no longer support it. SEIU President David Rolfe co-chaired the mayor's advisory committee. He says the council's initial response seems to be favoring business.
The council staff produced a set of options for amendments, almost all of which would take the proposal in a more conservative direction and really give it a pro-business tilt that doesn't reflect the compromise reached in the committee.
Those potential amendments include a longer phase-in for some nonprofits, provisions for lower training wages, and a separate category for the smallest businesses. But Sally Clark, who chairs the committee looking at the minimum wage proposal, dismissed these worries as hyperbolic.
Reading some of the media accounts of the questions that are being raised and whether the deal is falling apart has been very dramatic.
She said council members are just asking questions at this stage.
I don't think any council member is coming at it from, gosh, is it too pro-business or is it too pro-labor? They're really breaking it down into components and trying to figure out, does this work?
She said she is concerned about the impact to human service nonprofits, especially if the city can't increase funding to help these groups pay the new wage. Councilmember Tom Rasmussen said he's also not certain how franchise businesses should be treated. The proposal considers them large businesses, which must pay the higher wage faster. But Rasmussen says some look more like small businesses.
It's really generalizing to say these are very wealthy people who have deep pockets who have the franchises, and we need to be mindful of that.
Clark and Rasmussen said they're concerned that this plan will make it harder for young people to get jobs. That's an issue they hope to monitor if the wage increase goes through. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.